Well, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Dennis.
It's lovely to have your company. This is really shocking news a week ago today that they're going to knock the arches down.
Yes, it was it came out of the blue. I mean, they hadn't even confided in the town council that they intended to do this. They've had no notification, and it was only after about the 18th of May that this came to light, that this was the intention. I've been involved in the discussions on the refurbishment of the town, and never at any time was it said the intention was to demolish the arches, Dennis.
Well, I mean, they're not old. They're only 16 years old. They were put up in 2000 to celebrate the millennium, and they are really what defines Shildon as a railway town.
Well, that's right. I mean, the Borough Council put these up. Well, probably the district then, but erected, as you say. And because we are the cradle of the railways, we have the only national museum in the north of England here, and they were designed to lend themselves to that history.
Now, also, what I can't understand, we've got the Royal Scotsman coming, which is going to be on the 23rd of July. So why knock the arches down? Does it make sense?
Well, the reason that they were given, and the reason I suspect was that, and I understand this perfectly well, local authorities are struggling with finances, all local authorities down the country. However, the reason they gave was that the cost of putting these right was £130,000. Now, I've got a document of a report that they did in 2014, which states that it's much, much cheaper than that. The back page, actually, estimated costs on the back page of the report says the fixed price on the tender price was £58,337.05. So there's a big differential there. And also, which is more important, they said the ongoing servicing of these was prohibitive. And yet, it says in the report from 2014, if it was repainted, the paint would last between 15 and 20 years. So, you know, the argument simply doesn't stick. But I think the worst thing is the consultation with the public, which I'll discuss if you like, hasn't been done as it should have been. And to be fair to the county, they have now conceded that a fuller consultation needs to take place.
And we have tried to get sort of views from the county council. I'm not here to actually give their point of view, so we must point that out as well. And I mean, it's important that not only that, but members of the public of Shildon and the residents of Shildon, we all work together to sort this out. Because in my mind, there can't be much wrong with them. Yeah, I mean, there might be a bit of rust here and there, like with the weather that we've had and all the rest of it, and it might need painting and a few lights changing, but I can't see anything else that can be structurally wrong.
Well, that's right. I mean, as I say, referring to this report, what it says in item 8 says, none of the defects are of a structural significance at the present time. However, as the paint protection system has failed, the rate of deterioration will increase. And then it goes on, the conclusion, in order to retain the arches and reduce risk to a minimum cost, repairs and repainting should be carried out as soon as possible. That was 2014, September. And then it goes, the original paint had a life of between 5 and 10 years, but the new system, as I say, would last for 15 to 20 years. It doesn't say anything about anything structural.
It's certainly some very expensive paint at £135,000.
Exactly, and this is why...
It doesn't add up.
This is why I asked if the county would be more transparent with the public. Let's have independent assessments done when we get down to debating these issues. Let's have independent assessments done on the structural condition and the true costs and exactly what the people of Shildon want. Only then will we be able to say we've been democratic in our approach to this.
I mean, it can't be structural, surely.
No, after 16 years, I've had people who are experts in steel and ironwork, and they say that they are extremely sound. However, I'm not an expert, I would say. This is only what... But it seems strange to me that a structure of only 16 years of age can have serious structural defects.
Now, obviously, the 135,000, we're talking of three arches here. We're not just talking of one, are we? We're talking of three.
Arches,
so yeah. The three arches are the one outside St Thomas's Church, the one by the Royal George. That's St Thomas's,
there's
isn't
one
it?
One outside the Royal George.
Yeah.
There's one on the eastern entrance from the King William, and there's one right in the middle of the town square. Those are the three arches. One coming up towards the church from where the old hippodrome used to be.
So it's the three arches. So that's to do the three arches is the 135,000. That's what they're saying.
That's what they were saying, yes.
Yeah. So really, we need now to sort this meeting out. And, I mean, since we spoke on Wednesday, now this looks like this is going to go ahead with consultation as well with members of residents of Shildon, which is good news, to be fair.
Oh, yes. I mean, the original, I attended the consultation in the library, and I can truly hold my hand up and say that the issue of the arches demolition was never discussed with me. There were 35 people apparently attended, and the report that went in was that apart from one person, the others had no objections to the removal. Now, I, with due respect, I would like to see the evidence of that, but 35 people out of a population of 11, and of course, the AAP meetings where apparently they were discussed may have been in Bishop Auckland, and really it's a bit unfair to use that as a criteria for removal of such a important arches.
Now, it's well covered on our town crier this week as well. So, I mean, when is this meeting going to take place? Do we know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously that's got to be decided, and the format that it'll take. But I just hope that the vast majority of people in Shildon will take an interest in this, and they will be asked in the proper way. And as I say, the costings, when they're done again, should be seen to be transparent and accurate, so that we can make a balanced assessment of exactly what would be the best way forward for our arches.
I mean, the arches, if they were to be taken down, would never go back again. You'd never be able to afford it.
No, that's right. Once they're down, and I must say that we've run very close to the wind here. They've already removed the bricks from the base of the one in the town centre, and only at the last minute were they called off. So they would have to be replaced. But if it had gone up till the 12th of June, when the road closures were taking place, they were going to demolish on two Sundays, they would have gone. So we've ridden very close to the wind here. We could have lost the arches by what I consider flimsy facts that have been produced.
Because I mean, I don't know much about how it's going to look, Shildon, what with all the reconstruction that they've actually put in place. I don't know what's to be changed and what's, you know. I mean, I believe that the footpaths are going to be made wider as well, aren't they? That's the main idea.
Oh yes, there are things taking place which I would support. New litter bins, which I would support. However, I would like to see the Shildon motif put on them, and not the Durham County one, the San Parai engine, and that's what I've been arguing for. Obviously, they're going to retile the town centre, which should have been done a while ago. And yes, there are other modifications which I would welcome, but.
Now, there has been a Facebook campaign set up, which is absolutely fantastic, so that's a good start. The Facebook campaign can be actually joined online, and that's at facebook.com/SaveOurArches with the crier and other local campaigners starting, as it's, you know, sharing the latest news on when the meeting's going to take place as well. But this meeting needs to be urgently got together. But do I understand from the council at the moment that all the work's been suspended?
Well, I haven't seen the actual document itself. I only had a phone call regarding it. I understand it's been put on hold until this consultation takes place, and other proposals are being put forward by the county to use children take use it for artwork and stuff of that. But I haven't actually seen the document, so I don't know. But obviously, there'll have to be discussions now. And once they put a stop on it, there'll have to be proper discussions, I would think.
And obviously, the best place to go is going to be the town council offices, isn't it? They're going to know more about this probably than we will, but hopefully we can get the campaign to do. So really, from here, what we need to do is start a campaign and get this meeting sorted and get people to actually get in contact with either us, or, you know, I can put in touch with you, Gary, can't I? And, you're one of the leaders of it. Yeah, the town crier doing a fantastic job, yeah.
Can I say, Dennis, that I'm so proud of the people of the town crier, and the people that have got involved in this, especially quite a number of young people, Dennis, which is very encouraging that they've taken an interest in this. Councillors can only sort of bring these things to public attention, but it's the people shouting and complaining on block that actually changes decisions. And I've been very proud of the actions of the people who've been taking part in this.
And it's fantastic for the town as well, because we do need to keep the arches. I mean, we had Locomotion doing a great goodbye exhibition, which was about 2 or 3 years ago, which attracted 120,000 people, Gary. and it was one of the most fantastic exhibitions ever. And the Royal Scotsman coming to town on the 23rd of July is going to do exactly the same.
Absolutely. And what I was very disturbed about, the Chamber of Trade in Shildon, I was talking to the chairman, and he was really annoyed because he had no idea that the proposal was to demolish the arches, and he looks upon it as a way of getting people into the town centre who visit locomotion, and the whole thing lends itself to railway history. And they are most disturbed because naturally the town centre is suffering like a lot of town centres, and we need people we need footfall in the town centre, and they believe that the arches help the footfall in the town centre.
That is right. I mean, we must try and endeavour as much as we can, because we've had a rough time really in Shildon, or they have really. I mean, now we understand that Darlington Building Society are now going to be closing very shortly as well. We lost Morrison's, the supermarket, but we've gained another business, which is good. And, you know, it'd be nice to see some new businesses coming into the town, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, but the unfortunate thing is we can't force private enterprises to move to Shildon. We have to put the infrastructure in place to encourage them. One of the things is we're getting quite a bit of new housing in Shildon, and that, I mean, we've got the Spout Lane development, and then it's going further up. So hopefully that will bring more people in, and I think the future's quite bright if we take the right kind of actions.
Because, I mean, residents in Shildon are one of the highest poll taxpayers, council taxpayers in the borough. You know, and it's a shame to have something like the arches that are so iconic just to disappear for no real particular reason. But you say it's that it's financial, you reckon, then, Gary, the whole thing?
I think at the end of the day that it is.
It boils down to money, yeah.
I've no doubt the county would probably deny that. But as I say, I understand the financial difficulties councils are in. They've got some serious decisions to take. But that doesn't alter the fact they should consult properly. If they do things, they should be transparent. And then the decision should be seen to have value. And in this case, I don't think that has been the case, Dennis.
No.
Now, of course, the Millennium Green was a great big part of the 2000 Millennium coming on board, and the arches were all part of that. And, you know, we want to keep that going. I mean, it's hard to believe that was 16 years ago. And, of course, you were very influential, weren't you, in getting the arches put up in the first place, and also the Millennium Green as well.
Well, I was involved.
Yeah.
That way, I don't want to say any more than that. I was involved, naturally, in the discussions on the locomotion coming and the arches. And yes, the Millennium Green, yes, I was on the committee that brought it into reality. But the whole thing is based around trying to give Shildon, put it back to where it used to be. We've never really totally recovered since the railway wagon works closed. And we need to get back to, you know, normality.
Well, Gary, can you keep us posted about what's going to be going on as well?
Well, yes.
You know, and obviously we'll keep our listeners involved, we'll keep them informed of what's going on, and the Crier's a great source of sort of information as well. But it's been put in the Northern Echo as well, I believe, the other day on one of their pages as well, that it's been halted, the work. So we need to get this meeting together, and obviously as soon as we know when this meeting is, we need to get as many people to this meeting as we possibly can.
Well, yes, thank you, Dennis. Anyway, thanks for the opportunity to speak this morning. And once again, can I, over your system, thank the people of Shildon who've taken part in these protests, and they've at least got a halt to this, hopefully permanently.
And not only that, can I thank you also for your support always to Bishop FM?
Thanks very much.
All right, thanks, Gary.